If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, everyone? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. Emmy and Golden Globe nominated actor, my man Rob Lowe. Welcome back, Rob. How you been?
I've been great. I know you've been great. I see you on your Instagram, like, you training, you're boxing. Have you ever thought about doing like the Jake Paul celebrity, like you want to throw down with somebody? Would you ever do that?
I've been approached a few times. I've been doing it a long time, both grappling and jujitsu and boxing and stuff. Not with those guys, just because, you know, if it would be for a charitable type of event and the right opponent, I would be down. So yeah, yes is the answer.
How do you avoid getting cauliflower ear? You're a handsome, sexy man.
Thank you. Coming from you, that means a lot. I wear headgear, and even when I do the jujitsu outside of the competitions, I'll have the headgear too. So yeah, you know, I got my boys into it, and then when they got into it, I figured, I thought I was too old initially, but then I thought, you know what, I want to learn just to be able to bond with them and to kind of help them. And then I fell into it and I fell in love with it. So now it's great. Speaking of which, last time I saw you in person, I was with one of my sons and you were with your son. And I think it's awesome. I just think it's so cool. It's the best feeling ever when you're working with family and your son. I mean, he's such a great kid and bright, went to Stanford and a writer, and now Unstable has been getting all kinds of great buzz on Netflix. The wife is making me wait so we can watch it together, because we have her shows, my shows, and we have our shows. And so now we got to wait with the schedules aligned so we can watch our shows. So we've nominated Unstable for that. How much of that series is based on the real life relationship with your son, Rob?
Well, the whole genesis of the series stems from his online trolling of me on social media.
I follow you guys and it's great. I love it.
That was the basis of the show. Like the way
it's funny.
He just rips me. It always made me laugh and made everybody laugh. And it became a thing where people started following it, and then, you know, it became kind of a viral moment. And that was is there a show with this relationship? And that eventually led to the show that we co-created, Unstable. And it's I gotta tell you, it's so fun to have the kind of reaction that it's had. And it's always good to be in something that people are enjoying, but when it's with your kid, it's extra special.
It's the best ever, and I'm hearing nothing but great things, so congratulations on that. Can't wait to catch up. And it is true, no matter what you do, you just can't be cool with your kids. My kids just love to roast me for no reason.
And, I know. I mean, it's such a modern thing. Whenever you watch a Western and something from the old days, those kids are like, yes, pa, right. Yes, sir. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. Where do we lose that? Exactly it. And you're incredibly busy. Congrats on 911 Lone Star. It was renewed for a fifth season. Matt, was there any doubt? Did you know this was coming? I mean, things are just fantastic.
Yeah, we the show, you know, God bless, is such a juggernaut that we knew that we would get a fifth season. I think it'll probably just go as long as we want to do it. And that's a rarity, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a real blessing in today's world where hits are harder and harder to come by and everybody's so fragmented. There's so much to watch. Mm-hmm. Like you haven't even watched my show yet. There's so much for you to watch.
Exactly. Well, that's just because of our schedules right there. But believe me,
yes.
The good ones stand out. And so I told you, it's the wife right there on that one. You have the finale coming up on the 16th. Anything you can tease us with?
Yes. And you hear actors all the time teasing this is an incredible whatever. But in all seriousness, I've been lucky enough to make a lot of television, and I've been a part of some very, very, very amazing television. Our season finale is going to blow people's minds on Lone Star.
That's
I'm so proud of it. It is, you're going to need 17 baskets of hankies and Kleenexes, and you're going to cry happy, and then you're going to cry ugly, and you will never see it coming.
Whoa, look at that. That had a lot of gravitas. I like it.
It's super good.
We'll be sure to check it out. Something I'd like to check out, because I read the book, and as you know, I've told you, I love it, and it's great stories. I only tell my friend. One man show in Vegas next month. So how does that work, Rob? Do you essentially sort of pick and choose certain stories from the book, and then it's one long monologue, or walk me through it?
Well, I called it Stories I Only Tell My Friends because I thought that it would help frame it for the audience. They would get a sense of what they're coming to see. As opposed to what Rob Lowe's doing, what is he playing, Mark Twain? One man show, is he playing John F. Kennedy? What? You know, so it's June 9th and 10th, by the way, at the Venetian. But what it is really, honestly, Mario, it's stand-up. Really, that's what it is. It's the leaping off point are the stories that I've told in the books. And the stories have the same feel, but it's not regurgitated greatest hits from the book. It's really, if you like the books, you're going to love more stories like that. I'm telling stories.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm sure when you're telling a particular story, something might pop in your head that maybe didn't at the last performance, and you off on a tangent and it goes on. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I take questions, and inevitably somebody will ask a question and I'll be like, oh my God, that's right. Actually, oh my God. And then that'll set me off on a whole new direction of something that I hadn't thought of in years.
Oh, so there's a Q&A portion.
Which is, by the way, one of my favorite portions.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
Particularly in Vegas, because people are lit. They are ready.
Yeah.
And they do not care. Yeah. So you will get, and by the way, the more of a free fire zone it is, the better I like it.
Oh, so good. I'm going to hit up Richard Weitz. Yeah, I don't know if I want to go. I'm going to tell him. Okay, cool. You also got a podcast, literally. For those who may not be familiar, what do you talk about on there, and who have you been talking to recently?
Oh my gosh. So what it is, Mario, and I know you know this because you do it for a living, but you know, after so many years of being in this business, I have relationships with so many people, and I know them in a way that other people don't. I mean, a great example is, you know, I've known Gwyneth Paltrow since she was 16 years old. She's the godfather to my son, John Owen. I'm going to interview Gwyneth in a way that nobody else is. Same with Chris Pratt, for example. You know, we came up on Parks and Rec, and now he's the biggest movie star in the world. Oprah, my neighbor. Like, sure. I'm able to talk to these people in a way that no one else is. I know things about them that no one else does. And I bring it. So I think the bottom line is I'm bringing out a side of people that I don't think people have seen before, who you may think you know. My Michael Douglas interview I did recently is one of my favorite interviews ever about Hollywood. And Michael's a legendary Mount Rushmore producer, iconic Oscar winner. Yeah. And we talked about stuff, man, that is going to blow your mind. So I talk to people like that. I talk to people in music. I talk to people in sports, Charles Barkley. I mean, you name it, I've talked to them, and that's what we're doing. And it's super fun. It's called Literally. You can get it anywhere that you get your podcast. And we're in our third season.
That's awesome. And completely different skill set from acting, because obviously a good actor, but being a host and having interview skills and being able to listen, a lot of people can't do that. So credit to you and kudos. It's fun. It's fun. It's a different set of creative muscles you're flexing there.
Did you learn that from your neighbor, Oprah?
Yeah. I having Oprah on was great because you realize why she's Oprah Winfrey. Like, oh, that's why you're Oprah.
Right.
But I will say that Oprah was one of the people who urged me and supported me and said, you should interview people. You're good at it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I've actually had the pleasure to have visited that house in Santa Barbara. I don't know if you still live there. I went with Marcus Allen when at one point, I think are you still in that house, Rob, or did you move?
That house we just sold, and then it just sold again to Adam Levine. Adam Levine.
You sold that house to Adam Levine?
Yes, Adam's living in the house now, and Cheryl and I, my wife and I, are building a new one in the same spirit. That's kind of, you know, we really love building homes. We just love it. We build them for ourselves, and we live in them, and then eventually somebody knocks on the door and says, we'd like to buy it, and we say, well, it's not for sale, and they go, well. So that's just a thing that happens, but I'm not Ellen DeGeneres of home flippers, but I do enjoy building really special homes.
That's awesome.
Sorry, did you say you went to Rob's house when he wasn't there?
No, he was there.
Oh, okay.
He was there. Why would I go to
his house? I know. You're like me and Marcus Allen went to your house.
No, I went to Marcus Allen and he mentioned something about Rob's house. I was like, okay. I was like, oh, Rob, okay. Because he was like, it was a neighbor down the street or something, right?
Probably shouldn't be sneaking around.
Rob was hanging out in the pool. I'm like, here we are. Hanging out. That was a beautiful home. Adam's lucky. Levine scored right there. You sent us over, Rob, some of these Atkins snacks. Which ones do you recommend before we dive in?
Well, did they give you the sort of the sweets, the candy ones?
Yeah, I think so. We haven't opened them yet, yes. But yeah.
Okay, well, the peanut butter
snacks.
Cups.
Ooh, I love the peanut. Anything peanut butter, I love that.
The peanut butter cups are so sick because you have it and you go, this has to be full of sugar. It's so good.
I love peanut butter cups.
And I love peanut butter cups. And look, I've got a really gnarly sweet tooth. I really, really, really do. And what I love about, particularly about the peanut butter cups, there's also chocolate covered raisins that are insane.
Ooh.
Is it feels real. I mean, it feels like you're having the actual Raisinettes or Reese's, but it's Atkins. So it's all of the good that you want from Atkins. And it's a great way to cheat without cheating.
That, you know, people feel that they have to eliminate certain foods, and that's a great way to not eliminate great things that that are tasty, especially if you have a sweet tooth. So thank you.
At night, I'm good during the daytime. I've been living Atkins for way before I started working with them, way before, and that's what most healthy people do. I know you do too. You watch the carbs, and that's what we do. That's how everybody should be eating in the Atkins style. But sun goes down.
I'm the same way. I don't know why. And all of a sudden, the sweet tooth, I'm like craving. I don't know. During the day, I'm fine. But at night, I want to just, I don't know what it is. It's so funny.
Do you think that we've just depleted, I'm in all seriousness asking you, do you think that we've just depleted ourselves and our bodies going, feed me what you've been depleting?
I think there's a certain element of that. And then at some point, when it's usually for me right after dinner or right before I'm going to go to bed, then I'll have a little dark chocolate. I'm going to have to get into these peanut butter cups now. Yeah.
You think you can get away with it under the cover of darkness?
Yes.
That's what it is.
And now I can do it guilt-free. So thank you, Rob. We'll be sure to check it out. Congratulations on everything, my friend. Great to see you. Hopefully get to see you in person soon. Meanwhile, check out Unstable on Netflix and 911 Lone Star over on Fox. Thanks so much for hanging out, man.
Thanks, brother. Keep getting yourself shredded. I want to come spar with you one of these days.
Anytime. Hit me up. I'm going to hit up White's too about Vegas. I'm serious.
Hey, yeah,
I'm gonna check
come
that
to
out.
Vegas. Come to. How about we do a fight in Vegas?
There we go. I like the way you're thinking. Pay-per-view.
Yeah. All right, brother. Thanks
Rob.
For having me.
Take care. You got it.
You got it.
On with Mario Lopez.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.